Hey there, humans. Welcome to the Grease Trap Time. Oh, Adam Dick's getting ready to fap. It's time for your favorite show, Grease Trap.
Just hillbilly Grease Trap tonight.
All right, dang, dang, ding, ding, ring a ding, ding, take a ling a sting.
Ring da da ling da da ling da da ling. Yeah, let's watch some more. let's do some more crypto cringe.
Oh, let's not. No.
Come on.
Dear God, no. All right, fine.
You know you wanna. You know.
I guess I am a little curious. You know, I mean, can it get more cringe than that song? I'm not sure. They said they were saving the best for last, which means maybe they're saving the worst for last.
Well, let's see. We'll watch the last couple of things and see.
Okay.
See what's what.
If you want.
Crypto cringe, man. I love this. I love pure distilled cringe is such a rare resource.
That's true. You know, you really don't see cringe of this caliber come along too often. Like, you know.
When it does come along, though, you got to slurp it up and enjoy
it. I love how they're like trying to throw shade at BitConnect. Like, oh, man, remember that? And it's like. You existed for like a blink.
Yeah. A fraction of a second. So yeah, let's
come take on a look down to Crypto Island. Lots of crypto keep you smiling.
Hey, hey, hey.
And boom. I come from New York City, New York. I came here to connect a little bit.
Can we Paul? Can I just say like the fact that this is like someone's idea of a paradise is so fucking bleak and depressing to me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The fact that someone is like, let's think of like what would be the ultimate like place and being and shit. And then like they're just like, yeah, this is what it is, you know?
It's just money. It's just like a place where you can make money all day. And where the center of everything is cash, cash, cash. It's basically just like making a microcosm of a big city or whatever the fuck, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's such a lame version of even excess, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, go back and watch some, like, 80s excess, you know? Like, yeah. Like, where's the, they should have, like, a dude fucking, like, I don't know, like, in a swimming pool full of fucking, like, some kind of like champagne or something, and like
that's not what people want anymore.
Some big titted blonde rubbing her tits in the face, you know? I mean, like, I don't know.
This is what people want now.
They're like, I want to be in the world's lamest fucking casino playing air hockey with a bunch of other dweebs and having a conversation with some Egyptian bitch, and yeah. Like, all right, I guess why you not? Could do that. I mean, it's not. I've heard of worse things. I mean, I guess it's not that bad, but this could is like your worse. Ultimate fantasy, though. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Oh my God,
Mark Gallaudet brings up the only women there work there. Well, you can't expect. I mean, women aren't smart enough. Women aren't big brained enough to.
Yeah, they don't really truly understand the crypto. Lifestyle.
They don't understand this whole blockchain thing or nothing. You know, they're pretty dumb.
Not at all.
Dames are dumb, guys. They don't understand crypto like we do.
Look at her. That's all she's good at.
That's why everyone who sunk their money into this, every fucking smart dude that was like, fucking, I'm going to be a crypto billionaire on Crypto Island, bro.
Right.
Where are you now? Are you on Crypto Island? I don't think you are.
Not on Crypto Island is what I'm thinking.
How much money did this rake in? Do you know?
I don't know, honestly. You could look it up.
I'm gonna try to find out.
Crack it, track it down and see. I know it's been. I've seen it covered by different folks.
Yeah. So there's got to be like a. Got to be a thing. Crypto Island. How much money? They scam out of these stupid fucks. Crypto Island. Yeah, they're just talking about the currency. That's like, I guess there's still some kind of Crypto Island currency on the market. Crypto.
It's kind of hard to find. Oh, well. It is what it is.
Whatever it is, if it's $1, it's $1 too much, you know, like in my opinion. Like if they made a buck with this, my faith in humanity is destroyed.
Well, they did, so.
Yeah, for sure. They've definitely for sure made some money.
Oh, those bastards.
New York. I came here to connect a little bit.
Yeah,
man.
I came to Crypto Island from New York. You know what I mean? You know? I'm here to connect a little bit. You know what I mean?
Jesus, man. What is it? Like, it literally looks like it's marketed to fucking 11-year-olds. That's what spooks it out by me. It's like there's been this like infantilization of expectation. I feel like this would look a lot cooler to us if we were 11.
We'd be like, oh shit, man, cool. Like a fucking island with a casino on it. We could get the drinks and or there's a Lamborghini and it laughs at you and it makes memes.
Yeah. The Lambo is like, to the moon. Yeah, man.
I think cool. We'd be like, you know, yeah, if we were little fucking little ankle biters or whatever, we'd look at this and go like, oh, this is pretty cool. But the fact that it is like grown ass men that were that found this appealing is really disconcerting.
Yeah. Just shows like an arrested development for sure.
No kids.
Oh my God. This must be a joke.
Yeah, we agree.
I agree. First true line of the fucking movie.
It was, by the way, just a joke. So he's, you know, it's a little made a little self-awareness amongst the scammers here.
Hey, Christopher, check that out. I bet you haven't seen a pinball better than this one in your entire life. The world is not anymore like it used to be. No, no, no.
What is this?
The machine is literally called That's a Scam.
Well, I think that's like a meme in the community.
They're trying to like make fun of like, oh, they say we're a scam, but actually you're going to get really rich. But really they are just a scam. So it's like, okay. So it really is just like total self-awareness. Connie the coin, a machine called That's a Scam. Like how many red flags do you need?
Well, you've got all of them here represented.
Oh, look at all these details.
Create an account, deposit your money, lock it up, become rich, involve family and friends, check your balance.
I love these games.
Well, if you like these games, then you might want to try Carlos in New York and Ponzi Connect. While I kick Bernie Madoff's ass. Ring, ting, 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 ting.
They're just like inviting the criticism. At this point,
I know this is like nuts. It's totally fucking crazy. Crypto.
Let's rip. Yeah, let's just steal something from Nintendo too. While we're at it, while we're ripping everybody off to make this scam, why not? You know, let's just use some Nintendo music. Like, who even cares about pinball anymore? You know what I mean? Like, is that what crypto bros are into? Is pinball?
Paul, pinball is eternal. There's never going to be a day or an age when people don't care about pinball. Let's be real.
I thought we were living in it.
Nope.
Till just now.
We've lost the plot.
This is like the Disneyland of cryptos.
Oh, no, no.
This is like the Disneyland of cryptos. It's just like, what the fuck is a slack jaw?
Disneyland of cryptos.
Oh, give me my wallet! No, no, my hardware wallet!
Are you okay?
Yes, but he got my wallet.
Enough is enough! I'm gonna get him! Hey, darling! I know where we can get a 20% gain!
20%?
Or more! Let's take profits, baby!
Before you go on free fall.
Oh no, he's flying away!
I forget about it. Bitcoin is dead.
He's dead?
Oh my God, thank you. Bye.
Get a life. Get a fucking life. Touch that. Go outside. See that green shit on the ground? Touch that.
But this is the part where they awkwardly imply that you're going to meet a dorky girl that is a crypto bro as well, and you're going to find love on Crypto Island. It's not just perfect relaxation and perfect environment for a crypto bro. There's going to be a hot piece of trim there, TJ.
And she's going to be like, oh my God, a bird stole my crypto wallet. And you're like, I'm going to save you, baby. We have so much in common. We both realize the power of crypto. Yep. And you're hot, but mysteriously nerdy chick that one of the few girls on this island, but you're going to be interested in me for some reason. And this is great.
Yeah. This chick looks like something that you like would be living under your bed waiting to eat you when you fell asleep, dude. This is like really, I don't understand what they're going
for. I think you got to like really use your imagination or something, you know? Yeah. You gotta try to correct the flaws in your mind.
I guess.
Like, pretend that those eyes are not black, desolate void. Like, if you look at her pupils specifically, they really just feel like endless voids.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Bianca.
Christopher.
Nice. Oh my God, what was that? What was that shit? I don't like the way that fucking thing smiled just now.
What, Connie the coin?
Yeah, I don't like the way Connie the coin smiled at this fucking event.
He's boned up because he gets to watch later. He gets to dance around and do the Macarena while they're fucking. You know what I mean? That's part of Crypto Land experience, man.
When you're on Crypto Island, Connie gets to watch.
Yeah, dude, Connie can inspect every aspect of your sex life. You know, Connie's always there. He's your buddy. Your friend.
Yeah, you know, Connie don't judge. He's just there to watch.
Don't
need to
like
feel self-conscious in front of Connie. He likes all types, you know. He doesn't care. You know, he's a coin. He's got very eccentric coin taste, you know.
So this guy's at Crypto Land and he's about to hit on this girl and he goes, hey, you want to go somewhere? It's like, you don't got any fucking idea what to do. Connie just got done showing you around all the different clubs and shit. And you're like, you want to go somewhere? Like, what do you mean somewhere?
Yeah, check it out.
Fucking Crypto Island, man. Come on.
Crypto Island. Yeah, take her to that lame ass casino or something. Oh yeah, go there. Go to the Crypto Kitties or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Crypto Kitties. Yeah, go cuddle the Crypto Kitties.
Would you mind sharing?
I would love to.
Looks like he found his plus one. Huh. Vladimir Club's party is about to start. As promised, we saved the best for last. See you all there.
Wouldn't it be nice to live?
Well, some dupe gave money to that.
Some dupe. I mean, I don't know, Paul. It's looking pretty good. I mean, they can listen to memes.
Fucking dupe got duped by that.
I don't know. It seems pretty good. I'm feeling like, is that island still going to happen? Because, you know, I got a little money burning a hole in my wallet. I mean, how much for one of them houses? I don't know.
I'm going to meet a girl on Crypto Island. Here's $10,000.
Yeah, give me money. How much was it to be on Crypto Island? Like, what was the price? Do you know that?
I don't. Like I said, it collapsed before I found out about it. I only found out about it a couple months ago.
I need a place.
I saw first word of this. So yeah, but this happened like almost a year ago now. So I don't know. A lot of the shit's gone.
Damn.
But I'm sure it was pretty fucking expensive. I'm sure they were like $1 million plots or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So yeah, I just thought we'd take a look at some of the
apparently the price was $130,000 to get citizenship on Crypto Island.
That seems like a pretty screaming deal, given that you're getting a big mansion in the blockchain hills and unlimited access to all the facilities that are just for you and other residents and stuff, you know?
Seems
pretty low. That's a low ball.
Yeah,
$130,000.
That's just for citizenship, okay, you know?
That doesn't get you a fucking house. That just get so you could be they were gonna have homeless crypto bros living there.
I don't know, you know,
dudes that were just like eternally couch surfing on other people's fucking crypto couches or whatever the fuck.
I guess so.
That's not, they didn't cover that in this. There weren't a bunch of dudes hanging around looking all bummy.
Check there. I'll show you some more. Let's see. I found like a little bit of picture information at least. Share the screen here. Check it out. Yeah, this is you live in these. You're gonna live in, this is your house. You're gonna get like a little weird,
dude. Anybody can
trailer
just look,
or whatever.
Yeah, anybody can just look in there and see what you're doing.
Is there even like enclosed spaces in this? Very strange.
Or is that like done with a cutaway so you can see inside the walls? Or
I don't know. Here's where they're gonna be. You're gonna be in Vanuatu Island.
Hey, you had it right, Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Island. Yeah. Right there. It's not too far off of Fiji or Papua New Guinea or anything. You're right there. Here's a example of the thriving community that will exist. They'll just stack these pods on top of each other when they need to, you know?
Yeah, living pods.
Yeah, they're going to... Here's an overhead map. This is... You could live here, Paul. This could be your life. You could live in this beautiful, lush paradise.
No thanks. I will pass.
The Bitcoin courtyard, you know? That's the night. I mean, this is pretty fucking nice, Paul.
I mean, people really are. Dude, there really is a sucker born every minute, isn't there?
I guess so.
This shit, like, man. Dude, there is no age as a child where I would have been sold on this. Like, if you'd have brought this video to me at 6 years old, right after kindergarten, I'd have been like, sounds too good to be true. You know, like,
well, that's a highly dubious prospect.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, like, they looked at this and like, yeah, did they really believe it? Or was it like something they just wanted to believe, you know?
Yeah, that really is the question especially when it comes to crypto bros, that you could ask that question about their most fundamental habits and stuff and really not come up with an answer. Because, yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a combination of like, you know, confirmation bias when the price go up and
one storm and they're screwed. Well, luckily they don't have to worry about logistics like that since it's not going to fucking happen.
This was never coming out of the conceptual phase, dude. A shovel was never going to hit the earth in Vanuatu on this project ever. This is literally exactly what it was, which is a fucking way to get. I don't know. I don't even know, man. If you were the target of this, that really ought to be scarier than this prospect is. Like, if you were a person that was interested in this, you ought to really do some introspection. Because holy fuck, man. The fuck is wrong with you as a human being? Like, you're not like, I know there's a lot of dupes in the world, but come on, even your garden variety dupe has some self-preservation instinct. This is just literal fucking memes from Ultima Online in real life. They're all just pump and dumps.
The Paul scam, dude. The Paul Ultima scam.
Dude, that was only one of my scams. Dude, I was fucking ruthless in that.
Someone was telling that you stole someone's house at one point.
Oh my God, man. I fucked this guy over. And this was like, this is probably the meanest thing I ever did in a video game. Is I saw this dude and I was like out running around like you, like looking for somebody to fucking roll, basically. And I was never like, I wouldn't attack them. I wanted to steal from them. I found this dude that was like mining. You know, for doing the fucking backbreaking mining labor so he can go make ingots and fucking helms or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Just being a fucking total pleb in the game. You know, like working the game like a job.
And yeah.
And he kept like running back and forth with these loads of ore to this house. And now houses like had a key to get you in the house. Yeah. So if you didn't have the key, that you couldn't get into a house, and that's how they handled the player housing thing. And you know, you had a little house set aside, you could store all this stuff in it. It would be relatively safe as long as you weren't stupid and lose the key. Well, and then there was a difference between like a master key and a copy. You could make a copy and then change the master key so that even if you got like a copy of the key stolen, so you were really, it really had to, you had to be ultra stupid to lose your house in the manner that this guy lost his house. He was carrying the master key in his pocket while he's out in the fucking wilderness mining. I didn't know it was the master key. I plucked it. So I went in, I fucking stealthed up. I went, I picked his pocket, found the key, and went and ran to his fucking front door and let myself in and locked him out. And I was like, you know, I probably got like 10 minutes before this guy goes and changes the master. So I better start gathering up all the stuff I want to steal. But he just stood out there and kept pleading for the key. And I just looted the whole fucking house completely dry. And he was still out there like begging for his fucking key back. Well, and it was at that point I realized I have the master key. So I now not only did I steal everything in the house, I just stole the house.
Yeah.
Now, it's now my house. And so this dude was just like, he had this whole sob story for me. I just remember like being so fucking gleeful that he was so put off by, like, he was like, dude, I fucking saved for months, bro. I saved for months to get this little house, and all I want to do is mine and sell helmets and stuff, bro. And that, please, man, like, I'll give you everything else I got. And I was like, no, it's my fucking house now. And so here's the thing. Here's what I did that like rubbed salt in the wound, right? Mm-hmm. Is I had the master key now. I never changed my master because I figured like maybe that, like, on the off chance that this dude is as stupid as I think, he's got a copy. And at some point, if I, because I have houses already, you know, I was rich as fuck in this game. I was scamming for a living. I mean, come on. I didn't need another house, you know? And so I just was like, I'm going to forget about this house for 3 or 4 months. And I'm going to see if this dude lets himself back in with a copy and just fills it back up with shit for me to steal again. And sure the fuck enough, bro. Like 6 months down the line or some shit, I was like, oh, yeah. That's what this is. That's what this is a key to. I better go check that out. And when I went, I fuck a shit you not, wall to wall shit that he'd been hoarding out there. I was like, you gotta be the world's stupid. And so I looted that motherfucker dry again. I took his whole life's work twice.
Oh, man.
So, that was definitely like cyberbullying.
Did he ever? Oh my god, did he ever fucking? Did you ever check it again after that?
No, I don't remember. I went back a few more times, but after that, I think he got the fucking message and probably stopped putting stuff in there. You know, and
or
I would
quit the game. He's just like, I'm done. Fuck this.
Yeah. Paul, yeah, I was on goblin mode
before it was mainstream, dude. Whatever. Goblin mode is just a fucking new name for some shit that's,
dude,
gone under various names over fucking time. You didn't invent the shit just because you invented some new words for it, right?
A lot of my favorite stuff to do wasn't even all that artful. Like, you didn't even really have to be like sneaky or devious to do it. You know, like one of my favorite things to do in that game was to, like, when somebody died, their corpse had all their shit on it.
Like wait for someone to get killed in battle and then swoop in and steal their shit.
Like, I would hear rumors of a battle going on somewhere, and my vulture ass would just show up and wait for somebody to drop like a sack of hot fucking nickels. And then I'd go over there and pick their corpse's pockets. You know what I mean? And that would get people saltier than anything I found. People would because they would not only, they wouldn't try and appease you with it. They wouldn't be like, give it back, because they knew they weren't giving it. They weren't getting it back. So they'd be like, you are human fucking scum, man. I'll tell you that right now, dude. You're the bottom of the barrel. We're out here trying to have fun, PvP and stuff. And people like you that fucking ruin it. You're a fucking scumbag, kid. And I would beat you up in real life, man.
And the response to that is just like, am I breaking the rules of the game?
My response was usually like LMAO, and then I would put on their suit of armor right in front of them. You know what I mean?
Your little dance.
Yeah. Like, go fuck yourself. I had a whole bank box just filled with stuff that dumbasses like died and left on the ground or whatever.
Man, it sounds like such fun. See, this is a game that I think I'd actually enjoy playing if it was like still in that form.
Yeah, unfortunately, they ruined it. You know, like enough people, we called them Care Bears back in the day. People that wanted to like a protected play environment where nobody could steal anything, and you could only go back to your corpse and get your stuff. Blah, blah. They wanted that, and they eventually complained loud enough that the company listened to them.
Oh man,
and changed the rules, and it was fucking sad, bro. I loved that game as a kid, and when they turned it into just an unplayable fantasy simulator.
Let's go beat the dragon together, guys.
Fucking Care Bear game. I was just like so sad, man. No more dupes, no more noobs, no more people to teach the tough lesson to, no more riches, no more glory. Just, you know, manufactured excitement.
You know, you'd figure that dude, God, if that dude had any balls in his fucking, he would have fucking like, I don't know, tried to like
hunt me down.
Yeah, like hunt you down and fucking kill you and take his shit back.
He didn't have any balls. And he wouldn't have succeeded anyway. Cause like I was picking corpses in the middle of battles. Like I was adept. I wasn't really a great fighter in the game, but I could get the fuck away. You know what I mean? I had all the skills it took to slip away and hide in a little corner while everybody ran around with question marks over their head looking for, you know, and I was good at it. I was a good thief. And so there's no, even if he did, but yeah, no, he never nutted up and came for me. He just, you know.
Yeah, but you know, like you figure
he'd ruin his life.
At least give it a try, you know. He's got your master key. Like, you know, at least be enough of a pest. Maybe he'll give it back to you if he's like, I'm tired getting attacked by this guy at random fucking places everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I don't know how that would even work. I don't know how would players like discover each other with if you were just like in the world, you're just lost in the world or what?
No, I mean there was town, like the map was static and there were big towns. And so eventually if you wandered around, you're going to run into a town somewhere. And then there was magic and there was like gate and like moon gates that connected different parts of the continent together. It was just like a normal like big game like that, like a Skyrim or whatever, where you can just go around wherever. So yeah, you weren't like lost necessarily, but you were like you had to get back somehow. And if you weren't a mage, you couldn't just teleport back. So you had to run back. You know, so if we would just like take somebody to a fucking island in the middle of nowhere and go like, "Okay, here it is. Get off." And they would get off and we'd leave them there. Probably took them a couple hours to even get back to town. And by that time we'd moved on, you know. We'd moved on to another bank.
They should just make a game where, like, that's the real game, and you sell that to, like, 10% of the players, and then you sell a bunch of stupid people. Like, you just say, like, hey, free game online. Get a bunch of these idiots in there to just get scammed by the 10% of real players.
That's basically what Ultima Online was.
I know, honestly. But, like, do that on purpose is what I'm saying.
No, I think they did. On the box of Ultima Online, it was like, look at this. Medieval looking knight slaying a dragon. This will be you. You know what I mean? There wasn't a picture of a dude like weeping because he lost 6 months of work on it.
I know.
You know, but that was the real game. That was the, you know, like the real game was like, how rich can I get without lifting a finger and doing anything boring?
I love it. It's a dog eat dog world out there. In Ultima Online.
The only game that's left that's like that anymore is a game called EVE Online, and it's a space game, but it's basically the same thing.
Everyone is saying Rust. Everyone's saying that you gotta play the game Rust if you want.
It's a little different, though, because Rust is like, I know Rust is kind of like persistent, but it's semi-persistent. Like, this game was like, you'd have a character and everything you had, that's everything you know, like, you don't want to start over from the beginning. I don't like, I don't like those types of games. Like, DayZ was like that, where, you know, you set up a little base or whatever, people could raid it. It doesn't have the same feeling, man. It was a one-time kind of thing for me. Because Rust requires too many, like, FPS skills or whatever to be good at. That's not what the game was about, you know? I didn't care. Like, I didn't have to care about being able to kick your ass. I could just be smarter and faster than you, you know? I could just have like 10 more brain cells than you and have a little bit of guile where all you had was this wide-eyed, I'm a dragon slayer fucking noob mentality. Like, that's the problem. If they made the game now, it's the ruthless cutthroat motherfuckers and only them that come to the game. There's no fucking fresh noobs to pick at anymore, you know? You can't get people to join those types of games anymore.
Damn. So,
too many options where they don't have to worry about being smart. They can just collect shit endlessly and never really risk anything.
Pieces of shit. God damn them to hell. They ruined everything. They ruined every goddamn thing. So I was kind of surprised. I looked at these Funko Pops and shit. I kind of thought that they would there'd be some that were worth more than the, than there are. They don't get super expensive, but I guess the fact that anyone's willing to pay thousands of dollars for one of these things is pretty fucking crazy.
Well, they're mass marketed, and so it's just like they're worth some money, but it's limited by the fact that there's like a million of them out there of each one of these, you know.
Well, that's the thing is like if you're talking about collector's items, you got to have some scarcity. Now, obviously, like the problem with something like Funko Pops is that they're so fucking popular that none of them are truly scarce. But I guess as long as demand keeps up, which I don't even understand the demand for these fucking things in the first place. But like, I swear there's stores that like started off selling, like we're going to sell some Funko Pops. And before you know it, they've become Funko Pop stores. It's fucking insane. You're just past these places where it's like Funko Pops have taken over shelf space, like en masse. And it's like you start off having a Funko Pop section and then the fucking store is a Funko Pop store all of a sudden. It's just like, because these things sell like fucking hotcakes. I do not fucking get it. I think maybe it's just because the diversity of the characters, but I really hate the way they look.
I kind of do get it. You know what they remind me of? Like, and not really in, but like I came like 80s was like a collectathon. If you were a kid in the fucking 80s, mm-hmm. all these little collectibles were the shit. Like baseball cards. There was these Garbage Pail Kids that I collected as a kid.
Hell yeah, Garbage Pail Kids.
And so I think some of them are kind of neat. Like I have a couple that I've never bought one for myself, but I've got a couple.
Yeah, people have bought me these, and I always kind of just resent it. Like I don't want one of these because I don't want to feel even the slightest urge to collect these because it's a total fucking waste of money.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a person that's going to get deep into it, but I have a couple. I have a Ripley and an alien one, like an alien queen that somebody got me. They're pretty cool to look at. They're fun little thing. That's why they sell, is because they cover every fandom. Most people aren't buying every Funko.
Do hotcakes still sell like hotcakes?
Yeah, they do.
Have you looked around? Americans, yeah, we eat a lot of fucking pancakes, dude.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Fucking McDonald's brought back
the pancakes. Fuckers. There's entire franchises built around pancakes, like IHOP. There's fucking if you go like certain parts of the country are fucking riddled maggoty with fucking pancake houses. So yeah, pancakes, hotcakes still sell like hotcakes. Believe you.
Every time you go into a city, people want to find out who has like the best breakfast. Like, where do you go to get the best pancakes in town?
And have you ever been to any breakfast place other than Waffle House where you can't get some fucking pancakes? Because, most of them offer that.
Yep. No, pancakes are fucking still, they still sell like hotcakes.
I mean, that's true, Skeptical Jesus. By the nature of the question, hotcakes have to sell like hotcakes. But we know what he's saying.
Right.
We know what he's saying, buddy.
So what is, what are some of the more expensive variants?
This is the most expensive one at present. Value.
Stranger Things Gold Hopper.
Yeah, so I know you don't really watch Stranger Things, but Hopper's the tough sheriff character, pretty good in season one, and then kind of just coasts, I guess, on people liking him from season one, but they haven't like really seemed to like cue in yet to like the fact that the character hasn't actually been interesting or good since then.
Yeah,
but anyway, this gold edition is the most expensive Funko Pop. Someone's willing to spend $4,000 on this motherfucker and some change.
Huh.
$4,100 for this 512 Hopper there. I guess we're going up. So I guess this is not the most expensive. They're going up. They're building us up to the most expensive.
Got it. Okay. So Dumbo.
Gold Dumbo. So these gold ones, apparently, this is like their forced scarcity kind of thing. Like, okay, we're going to issue very few of these. Or relatively few of these to drive up, you know, the value.
Yeah, that makes sense. See, this is why Funko Pop is such a brilliant idea, though, because it covers every genre. So when you see one, like when I saw that Hopper one, I'm just like, eh. Like, who would ever even want that? But when I saw the Alien Queen one, when I pulled, when I opened it as a present, I was like, oh, shit. Oh,
neat.
It's the Alien fucking Queen. Yeah, look, they got everything.
Count Chocula right here.
Damn, dude.
Metallic
look, he's
edition.
Out.
Yeah, you got to get the metallic edition. This one's $5,000 even, at least as of the writing of this article. Booberry too. The glow in the dark Booberry from the General Mills line.
Yeah.
Fucking you pay $5,570 for that son of a bitch.
Damn.
And then dog. I guess these cereal ones are really in hot demand because up next is fucking Frankenberry glow in the dark for $5,600.
Frankenberry, yeah.
Who, by the way, does
damn?
I see Count Chocula's looks reasonably like Count Chocula. Booberry's whatever. Who even gives a shit? And then Frankenberry does not just barely fucking bears a goddamn resemblance, but whatever.
Yeah, they didn't do a very good job at Frankenberry, in my opinion.
Oh wait, I stand corrected. This is not Frankenberry. This is Freddy Funko as Frankenberry. Oh, so this is
Their little generic.
This is character. Not supposed to be Frankenberry. This is supposed to be this character dressed as Frankenberry. So I stand corrected.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that either.
And this is Freddy Funko dressed as Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, okay.
So I guess there's that. And that's, by the way, $5,700. Then there's Darth Maul holographic.
Whoa.
I don't know how exactly it's holographic. What happens?
Well, it's the colors when he's on the holograph call with Darth Sidious.
Okay.
So it's colored. It's got the when they're holograms and they're talking to the Trade Federation or whatever.
And then it goes in the dark. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is neat.
Freddy Funko is Venom. Apparently these ones that are him dressing up in costumes are pretty highly valued.
Yeah, they probably just released the last of them. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People like Dumbo to this day, I guess. Stan Lee. I'm still wondering what the fucking top one's going to be.
I mean, we're getting close to 10 grand for these now.
I mean, how expensive do you think the top one's going to be? I can see our scrolling distance.
I mean, 30, 40 grand is what it looks like it's building up to me.
I mean, I don't think we have enough time to get up there, but maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe the top is really high up there. Freddy Funko is Jamie Lannister. Freddy Funko is Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Glow in the dark. Clockwork Orange.
Look at 13 grand.
I wonder when Stanley Kubrick was filming the rape scene, if he realized that one day.
Somebody will buy
a cutesy little piece of plastic for people to collect in stores across the world.
I hope we make this commentary on the ennui of youth and the brutality of the system into a little plastic toy that people can buy one day. Yes.
I also love the fact that, you know, like this movie was so controversial when it came out. I'm like, oh my God, people are there was like national scandals. It was banned from countries. And now it's a Funko Pop. Beyond that, it was also in a Space Jam 2. So I guess we don't care anymore.
No,
we don't. Stan Lee signed pops, metallic.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's gonna jump up the.
Oh, fucking sure. Jesus Christ! Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa golden ticket price 100 grand.
Damn, the golden ticket edition, 100 grand.
100 grand,
dude. I was off in the wrong way. 100 fucking grand for those.
The most expensive Funko Pop in the world is the Golden Ticket 2-pack. There are only 10 copies of this Funko, with 4 of them released at the 2016 San Diego Comic Con exclusive. Fans believe the remaining 6 copies are with employees or friends of the company. Unlike most Funko Pops, this comes in a set of 2 characters. Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa are characters from the 71 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The 2 of them are completely gold, including all details.
Dude, if I had a fucking Funko Pop worth 100 grand, I'd sell that motherfucker immediately.
I agree with you. Because, I mean, who knows how long that trend will last? Like, people could turn on that shit tomorrow and be like, Funko Pops fucking suck. And then the next thing you know, they weren't shit. Happened with Beanie Babies.
True.
People still collect them, but like there was a time when it was like Beanie Baby Mania and the fucking shit exploded. And we did a whole show on it. Scotty did.
Yeah.
I don't know how long ago it was, maybe 2 or 3 years back. For $100,000, it better come with blowies from Johnny Depp. Wrong movie. It's the Gene Wilder one. So Johnny Depp has nothing to do with that shit. Thank God. Because his version sucked. That was Quaalude Depp. I don't know. Whatever happened to Johnny Depp is the same thing that happened to Will Smith. I don't know what drug it is. I suspect that it's probably not Quaaludes because that's a little bit outdated, but like, you know, it's probably something very similar because they seem both just totally drained of like all energy or warmth or humanity. It's just like, never had a friend like me. Da, 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 paycheck. Ba, da, ba, da, da. He got jiffy with
so
it.
So sad.
I know, because like, I don't know, man, those icons from our fucking childhood. I mean, like, Will Smith might not have been the greatest actor in the world or whatever, but like, he has such energy, you know, and such charisma, and it's just, like, to watch him have no energy and no charisma. And then Johnny
Depp.
The
only thing that human beings enjoy more than raising up an icon is tearing one down.
Well, I mean, I hate to be misogynist, but like, both those guys have one thing in common right around the time they started their declines, you know, too. You know, yep. Both of them fucking had these crazy bitches in their lives, you know?
Yep.
So I'm just saying, you know, Johnny Depp did probably, I mean, maybe arguably one of the best performances of his whole career in some fucking trash ass Disney spectacle, you know, creates this Jack Sparrow character that totally fucking saves that movie from just being like, whatever, just another generic action film. And then, you know, he met that fucking Amber Heard chick and, you know, now he's just like, Zombie Depp. Every fucking role he puts out is just fucking I'm Johnny Depp, and I guess
Narcoleptic Depp.
Will Smith marries that crazy ass Willow bitch, you know, who we all know is a fucking psycho.
Not look Willow. At him now. Willow's Willow. His daughter.
Willow's daughter. Okay, what's her name? Jada Pinkett. Jada. Yeah. Yeah. Where's that Jada Pinkett Smith bitch? She crazy. Yeah, Willow's actually all right, I guess. Chelsea listens to her music. I guess it's tolerable. But yeah, it's fucking crazy shit. You know, they marry these crazy ass bitches, get nagged into fucking submission, and now they're just fucking out there fucking glum as fuck, giving us terrible movies. And all because them damn vampiric whores sucked out
Dude,
their
you
essence.
You are a fucking misogynist, TJ.
I mean, I'm just trying to appeal to the incel demographic, Paul, because we got a few of them, and I want to let them know, you know, we feel your pain, incels. We feel your pain here. You know, you're better off that one of those horrible things doesn't want you, you know?
If you ever pay real money for a Funko Pop, you're an idiot, by the way. Just letting you know.
I mean, if you ever buy a Funko Pop, I'm going to say
Like one of them just off the shelf for normal price, whatever. I'm not going to shit on you for grabbing your little fandom.
All right, how many? Okay, let me ask you this. At what point does it become like you're an idiot?
If you got a wall of them,
all right, so how big of a wall? Idiot. How big
like
of a
just you take it, whatever the average room in the average fucking domicile in America is.
Okay.
It's probably something like fucking what, 15 by 15 feet or some shit.
So let me ask you this. If I have like a little, let's say I have a shelf. Okay. And it's like three shelves. Okay?
How many
like
Funko Pops are on the shelf?
It's a small bookshelf. Okay. So let's say,
it's a numbers game. How many Funko Pops?
How many are on there? Let me think about it for a second. There's 8 per shelf, and every shelf is full, and there's 8 on top. So,
and how many shelves?
8 times 4, because there's 3 shelves, and then there's the top of the shelves.
You're getting there. Like, I don't think I got a problem with you yet, but if
32.
If you add many more Funko Pops to that collection, you're already suspect in my mind if you got 32 of these fuckers. And if you're adding to that, you're about to have a room, you're about to have a wall. You know what I mean? You're close to having a wall of
you're
Funkos.
Working. You're at the very least working on a wall at that point.
Yeah. And then it's just at that point, you've got to really start worrying about your financial health and just your mental health in general. I think you've gone down a very dark road if you've got a wall that's dedicated to Funkos.
I would say I'm a little bit more harsh on these things. I think if you've ever actually spent money on one, other than to give it as a gift for somebody, like, oh, this might be a cute gift for such and such or whatever. I guess that's okay. I mean, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want to burden someone with a Funko Pop, but still.
Such a Grinch, TJ. Why are you trying to piss on everybody's?
I don't know.
Good.
Does anyone here actually collect these things? Peyton,
I bet
does.
More people could, like, for things to be worth that much, more people are collecting these things than you'd think. And they do, they do artificially limit they'll release a real popular one, and then it's just like the Beanie Babies. They'll stop, and then they'll stop releasing it, and it becomes, you know, nobody can get it anymore, and that drives up the value of it. So, I mean,
what
you know,
if I collect lewd anime figures, are they worth, I mean, They're lewd?
How many lewd anime? Okay, because listen, I have a little bit of experience with this.
Okay.
All right. I dated a fucking serious ass, owns wall scrolls, owns fucking multi-hundred-dollar sculpture style anime figurines. Okay. Like the fucking statues that you buy that are super, super high end. Okay. How many lewd statues do you have? Do you have one? Do you have two? Or do you have 50? That's really what it comes down to.
See, for me. I think I'm like a pervert enough that I'm going to say the more lewd statues you have, the cooler that is. In fact, I'm kind of questioning right now, why don't I have a wall of lewd statues? And I guess the answer is I'm stingy and I don't want to spend that money on them, but... You know, maybe that is a better use of my money than whatever I'm doing now. So we'll see.
Yeah, dude. There is definitely.
Yeah, we need some lewd statues up in this bitch.
If a room in your house starts getting taken over, you're basically it's terminal at that point. Like you can never back out of that fandom. You've now committed. You're going to be one of those weird people who's like,
welcome to the hentai room.
Yeah, Kyle is 88 years old and has more Pokemon figurines than anybody else in the world.
You know what you do at that point? You charge people admission to come gawk at your collection. Like, this used to be my house. Now it's the hentai figurine museum.
Nobody's going to want to come, though. They're going to like.
Oh, they're going to want to come, Paul. They're going to want to come.
You're going to be one of those people that has it. And it's one of those things that when they cover you on the news, it's just because it's a slow day. And part of the news story is, for those that don't remember, and that's probably most of you, Pokemon was a real craze back in the early 1990s and really perpetuated for a very long time. Nowadays, you don't really hear the name ever, you know, but there's one person that still hold on to the, you know, still got to catch them all. And you're that fucking
tradition to the past.
You live in a fucking hovel and the inside of it is just wall to wall, ass to ass Pokemans. You know what I mean? Just hanging from every fucking corner surface.
That's why the thing about Pokemon, that might go out of style, but hentai figurines, that's going to be popular until the day that humanity departs this mortal coil once and for all.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think you're better. I mean, you're safe. I would say, I'm not qualified to give financial advice to anybody, but I would say the value of hentai figurines is only going to go up over time, and it's a sound investment.
I actually use that as like a barometer when I first go over to somebody's fucking place to see if I'm dealing with a crazy person. You know what I mean? Like how many fucking weirdo statues, Funko Pops, / whatevers.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, because if it's just a couple of things, that's cool, you know. But like, if you've got like a whole fucking room dedicated to a show from your childhood or something, I'm just like,
oopsie daisy. And this is the Thundercats room.
Yeah, just like, oh.
And then you go in there, and like the music is just playing on a loop. Dun 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 dun.
My dad, after he and my mom divorced, he dated this lady for a while, and long enough that, you know, he introduced her to the kids. And everything.
Peyton says, Paul wouldn't like my house. It's Disney World.
So dude.
Peyton, take some pictures of your house and fucking send them to me. I want to see.
I'm telling you, dude, I was blown away by this. And it was kind of a sad moment for me, too. I was a kid. I was probably like 11 or 12. And this lady that my dad was dating, she had an older son. And I'd never had a brother. And so I was like, man, it might be kind of cool to have a stepbrother. And, I remember the night I went over to this lady's house to meet her and her son. Her son was like a few years older than me. He was like probably like in high school, and I was, you know, a middle school kid or whatever. And she said, "Yeah, go. You know, you gotta see what's his. I don't remember what his name was now. It was so long ago. Like, you gotta go see Kyle's bedroom."
Okay.
And I went up there, and it was literally ass to ass Star Trek, like original series memorabilia. And I'm talking like big shit, like a fucking full-sized Worf like statue, like a teleporter thing that they sold where you could get in it and it made it look like you disappeared. like every talking bobblehead Captain Kirk and every Vulcan fucking like Vulcan sculptures of them doing the sim. I mean, it was everywhere. It was a big room and it was literally the wall was plastered and the ceiling was plastered and every inch of floor space was taken up by original series memorabilia. And I said, fucking cool. And in my mind, I was like, he's fucking insane. Oh, shit. Oh no, man. He's one of these people. Fuck. How do I get out of here before he murders me and adds me to his creepy collection of memorabilia?
Man, you know what's weird is I would have like pretty much the exact opposite reaction. Be like, yeah, whatever, fucking weird. But inside I'd be thinking, wow, cool. I wish I had all this Star Trek stuff.
Yeah.
So we're fucking wired opposite on that. But I don't know. I've never been a collector of that kind of shit. The one thing I ever collected in my life, I mean, maybe there's been other stuff, but like the main thing I ever collected was comic books. And I got to a point with it where I was just like, man, I'm just tired of being raped by this fucking comic book industry. This collections shit is a scam. This is for fucking suckers. Fuck this. They charge fucking way too much for these fucking things. They put out all this like bullshit, like 12 million variant cover. And they try to like stretch storylines across like 50 fucking different series to trick you into buying the whole like going from title to title and shit. Like, oh yeah, this story will continue in Superman. This, like, I'm trying to read this book. I'm not trying to read that shit. So I got so sick of the exploitation and shit that they fucking do. I was like, I pretty much put me off of collecting anything ever again. Cause I'm just like, this feels so fucking financially exploitative.
Yeah. I flirted with collecting a couple of different things like magic cards. And it was all the same reasoning that I got out of it. Like it became so for a kid, you couldn't like have like a, like I mow the lawn or whatever. And then I also play magic. You just didn't make enough. You know what I mean? You had to beg your parents for 10, 15, 20 bucks. You could buy a couple packs of that shit. Magic cards, comic books. Like I flirted with comic collecting for a little while. But basically for the same fucking reason. It was just like I would go to the comic store and nothing that looked cool that I wanted to add to my collection was anywhere near what I could afford. You know what I mean? It'd be like 40 bucks for this one, 50 bucks for that. And I'm just like, I can't, you know, I can't even get an entry collection going. So, yeah, I think that pretty much put me off of like commercial collecting. Better to collect like pebbles or some shit, you know, find little colored pebbles at the beach or start a shell collection at the beach. So at least those can't be like artificially fucking limited, or I guess they could be, but it takes a lot more. Want to look at some of the top mullets in America?
I do, and I'm pulling pictures of Peyton's room right now too.
Oh my fucking god, wait a minute, hold the fucking phone, never mind. Stop right. The presses.
He's sending me hold a bunch of stuff. We're gonna like, he's still sending stuff, so I'm
is
not.
Is this going to be a Ben 10 fucking?
It's,
is it?
I feel like I'm looking at a 10-year-old's room.
Oh my God, no.
Is what it really feels like, to be honest with you. But we'll see. I mean, hold up.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I mean, this is a whole ass house like this, okay?
No.
This
no,
is a
no,
whole no. ass house of this kind of shit. Now, it's not like, he says he gave away like three, he didn't give away. He's had to sell like 3/4 of his collection for like bills and shit. So like a lot of his collection has been liquidated because like when it comes right down to it, people still would rather eat than have collectibles. So some of this collection has been sold off. So try to imagine that this was once 4 times larger, but I'm gonna wait till he sends me everything. Peyton, are you done sending me stuff? Not for bills, just pieces.
Yeah, he said in the chat that he was done sending.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm gonna show these off then. So we're gonna start. And once again, remember that this is the depleted collection of Peyton here. It was once far more vast.
I can't even. Man, I'm on razor's edge looking at this.
All right, let's see. Here we go. All right, so we're gonna like do a deep dive.
So there's 3 Funko Pops just on the computer desk there.
Yeah. Now he said he once had a wall, but he sold almost all of his Funko Pops, I guess. So.
And you're right. This like the color of this and the desk, it does look like a 10-year-old's bedroom.
Yeah, the desk looks like something a child would have.
Yeah, it looks like a kid's desk in a kid's bedroom for sure.
And like, doesn't it have like a disturbing aura about it too?
I mean, yeah, and because you know that it's been, you know, that like it's seen some fucking horrors. There's been a lot of masturbation at that desk. You know what I mean?
You're probably right. I think I even see some cum on the floor there.
Yeah, you can see some cum puddles down there.
Yeah, and he's got this, you know, and then there's Mickey watching the whole time. Mickey, he makes Mickey and Donald and Goofy just sit there and watch. And just like, gosh, Peyton. Maybe he turns it around. Knowing Peyton, he might be like, all right, Mickey, time to face the wall. I hate when he makes us face the wall.
Yeah.
I hear lots of strange sounds.
Gosh, Mickey. Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Peyton. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this.
All right. Exhibit B.
Exhibit B. Oh, no. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is when it starts to get that way.
Got Peyton. It's when it gets the that Peyton way.
Peyton way. Yeah, he's got one of those. So he actually bought one of those things where you buy your name at a place.
Let's soak it in for a minute. Let's zoom on in here. Yeah. See what's going on a little closer up here.
You got
some. So what do we? What all we got here? We got a
Hunchback of Notre Dame. Start in the top left and let's just work our way.
Yeah.
Across.
So we got a. It looks like this is Thor a popcorn mug. Bucket from Thor, maybe, or like a mug, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
Then you got Quasimodo. Then you got some kind of piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You got the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings books.
Right.
I think those are the books. Yeah.
Gay books too, by the way. Super gay books.
You love those books. Oh wait.
I do. I'm just saying they're gay.
Yeah, that's true. There's some kind of weird. What are these, Peyton? What are these weird diorama things you got?
These look figurines? Like they look these like, look like they were part of some kind of like 7-Eleven promotion.
Yeah,
it looks like he's got like multiple. Like
each one has a cup and two toys and a watch.
Yeah.
These are Disney. These are Disney. Tickets for the park.
Wristbands. Yeah, you're right. Those are not tickets to the park. Those are what you go buy if you want to spend extra and have like a snazzy armband thing.
I could have swore they let you in. I could have swore they like scanned these to get in too.
Well, you can. That's the thing is you can buy them ahead of time and have them mailed to you, so you have them as soon as you get to the park. So when you buy your tickets, you can buy these extra. And they will send you your park admission on a little digital chip that also lets you get on the rides and it lets you fucking, you know, you join the clubs at the fucking different places. So, yeah, now this is an extra expense thing that you do. And he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 5 wristbands from the same era. So you got to know that
there's
he's going 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you got to know he's going to fucking Disney a lot.
So down here, you got some snow globes, also Disney themed.
Yeah, all Disney snow globes. And then looks like some more figurines behind there, too.
Yeah, there's some like little, I think there's kind of like plushy stuffed animal kind of things.
The bare necessities.
Then you got some kind of little zombie. I think that's one of the hitchhiking ghosts from like the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it does look like one of them. Yeah.
Down there, you got Homer and Simba and some kind of elephant and some kind of grandma rooster. Is that fucking Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park or what is that?
100%. That cool. Couldn't be anybody else. That's Ian Malcolm.
So I actually like that one. Peyton, send me that one.
I want your Ian Malcolm.
Yeah, I want Ian. I want to play with Ian. Cosby. Wait, he's got some Bill Cosby books down here. It's got Cosby Fatherhood, Bill Cosby Time Flies. Is that Cosby too? I can't tell actually. But that's definitely Bill Cosby right there.
Yeah. He's got Cosby books. He's got a Michael Crichton book.
Yeah, some Michael Crichton. I can't tell which one it is.
Yeah, I can't either. It looks like Timeline, honestly.
He says he has several Cosby books. Have you read the Cosby books?
He keeps them displayed prominently amongst his things here in the room.
Yeah, that's so, like his subtle indication, you know. I stand by Cosby, y'all.
Let's see another. Let's see another exhibit. All right.
Exhibit C.
This is a VHS collection.
This is a closet full of VHSs.
And it looks like some things. Oh, can you zoom in on the bottom right? Which ones are the multiples of?
I just wanted to soak it in broadly.
before we get in here and do a
I don't know if we'll be able to. I mean, these look like a bunch. Yeah, it's a bunch of it's Disney movies.
It's all Disney. I think it's all Disney.
Yeah, these are all the special clamshell Disney VHSs they used to sell.
You got Flubber, you got Freaky Friday, Homeward Bound 1 and 2.
When you were a kid, if you didn't see a Disney movie in the theaters, you were fucked. Because the only other way to see it was to go down and buy one of these hella expensive clamshell Disney. I mean,
Disney would charge out the ass for their shit.
I mean, back in the 80s and 90s, $40-$50 for a fucking movie.
My mom, when my
over the top.
When my mom bought us a VHS of Sleeping Beauty, very early on in the VHS era, I guess, but like still, she bought a VHS of Sleeping Beauty when it came out on VHS. It was $80 in the fucking late 80s, early 90s.
That's fucking nuts, bro.
So, I mean, like, it was very fucking expensive.
Yeah, this looks like a collection of every one of Disney's releases from the what would have been Peyton's childhood.
Chris is just like, Peyton, do you have a VHS player? I'm sure he does. I doubt he. Peyton, do you actually watch these? Or are you afraid you'll damage it? You have four copies of A Bug's Life there.
No, he definitely watches these, dude. He goes and selects one off the fucking.
Because if you watch these too much, they will get worn out. You know, so
he's delicate with them, TJ. He knows how to do proper care for VHSs.
Yes, I'm meticulous, sir. All right.
What else has he got?
Here's another exhibit.
More collectible stuff. So he's got another set of Lord of the Rings. There. So is that the DVDs? This is his DVD collection.
These are still VHSs, I believe. At least,
or are they?
These are VHSs. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they look VHS. And I think there might be a few DVDs here and there, but like. These Rockies are definitely. I had this exact same Rocky box set back in the day, so I actually recognize this.
So these are all, yeah. So more VHSs,
Star Wars trilogy, Lord of the Rings trilogy, Rocky 1 through 5.
Dude, I wish I had an original pre 90s re release Star Wars trilogy.
I think that might be what this is. I'm not sure. Let me see. Is this special edition, Peyton, or is this like the original trilogy before George Lucas molested it?
Because, yeah, the original movies look way better than the fucking retouched ones that he released in the 90s. They have no cringy CGI. They're just, they're such a vibe, but you can't find it anymore. Like, if you pay for Disney Plus, you're getting the goddamn revisionist one.
Each version of The Bug's Life is a different cover. All right. Fair enough. Got it. Yeah, that's fair enough, Peyton.
Whatever you say, Peyton. He's got Castaway on there, too.
And I wonder what's in here. What is in these drawers?
Those look like those are VHS drawers.
Yes, I'm sure there's probably more VHSs up in there.
Yeah, those are like we used to have a couple of those. Yeah, those are like storage cabinets just for VHSs to hold your VHS movies is what those are. So, yeah. Well, this is getting, you know what I mean? Like, if that was all, I would say that Peyton was on the cusp, but we're only halfway. Oh my God. See, this is what I'm talking about. That here's where it gets fucking.
I don't know. Is this the same closet that has the, let's see. Is that the same closet? Yeah. I see the same shirt. So
it's
the same
closet that has the VHSs at the bottom.
So the VHSs at the bottom. And then at the top, it's like crammed, jam packed with little stuffed animals of various Disney characters.
They're all Disney. Well, there's a Cat in the Hat up there.
That's not Disney, but yeah, they are 99% Disney stuff for sure.
A couple of little anime things.
I see Ursula, I see Oogie Boogie, Shere Khan, bunch of Mickeys, Pluto, etc.
He's got them all. He's got all the, and I guarantee you, I'm up there among those is Peyton's favorite fucking doll from when he was a kid.
I love your closet. It gives me chills.
Which one of those closets, which one of these do you think was his binky when he was a baby? Because you know it's up there.
Well, it's definitely not one of these newer looking ones.
There's a Mickey that's pretty dingy on the end there.
Yeah, and I mean he is occupying a central spot. I think it's this tiger though. I think it's Shere Khan here.
Or that bunny that's next to Shere Khan that looks kind of like old.
Oh, yeah.
The Velveteen Rabbit.
Because, you know, there. That's not a prop. That's like back before all he could collect was like characters I recognize from something else. Of course, yeah. It might just be something like that that I just don't remember.
It's a Velveteen Rabbit, I think.
Sent you my movie collection. All right. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do another episode of this. Because here we go.
Pokemon. I mean, it's not that bad. At least is this all it just fits in this box?
I doubt that's his whole collection. It usually doesn't begin or end.
I noticed some 3D Pokemon glasses guys. That I think are for like a Shrek movie or something like that. Or the Grinch, maybe.
Could have been. Yeah, this is definitely getting suspect. Got Pokemon collection here.
Peyton says the blue bear and it's the bear and the rabbit, like you said.
The blue bull, the yellow rabbit, and the blue bear. Yeah.
So yeah, it's the ones that aren't like some trademark Disney characters. This is like from childhood when it was like, here, it's a bunny. And it didn't have to be like, here's a bunny from a recognizable franchise.
His binkies, dude. His binkies. What are these? Are these comic books? He's got
I think these are like autographs.
Oh yeah, these are
a song there.
Yeah, it looks like there's some wrestler. I see Jimmy Hart.
Hey, we're there too. We're part of this.
Yeah, we are down there. Look at that.
Yeah.
I see Jimmy Hart up there. I see Honky Tonk Man up there.
Yeah, so he's got some wrestler ones. He's got some
I see Brutus the Barber Beefcake up there. I see Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
It's got a Jake the Snake Roberts up there. Yeah. That's some good old Arab WWF wrestler stuff. That's respectable.
I believe that these, Peyton, you actually got these all signed for you, right? None of these are like just secondary market.
I imagine signed. He probably went, this looks curated. So I imagine he went to conventions and got this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Let us know if we're right.
Because yeah, that doesn't look like it was bought from a bunch of different places, but maybe.
Here is the refrigerator. It's not completely covered, so there's that, I guess.
But yeah, it very much will be. You got to remember, Peyton's still like a young man, and if he's
in
got
his 20s, so.
Yeah, he's in his 20s, and he's already got his fridge, so he will be one of those old men that has literally 90 billion magnets that fall off every time you open the door to get juice.
Yeah.
And you got to put it back, and every one of them's got a fucking story, too.
But I would say the refrigerator's not too bad.
I mean, for 20, he's got a huge magnet collection. Dude. I mean,
so all of his cups are pretty much associated with like everything Peyton uses in his day-to-day life is like some piece of mass merchandise, you know.
I don't think he because these are just his cabinets. So yeah,
this is just like what his he dishes. Drinks out of. You know, there's no just like normal, like this is a cup. This it's all like Dragon Ball cup. It's Chip from the fucking Beauty and the Beast. It's Robin Hood, it's Miss Piggy.
He's still got like it's basically all his sippy cups. He's still doing the sippy cup thing as an adult. Because most people I know, like they've got a couple of mugs that are something like, you know, special or whatever. And then they've got like the generic stack of Walmart plastic cups. You know what I mean? That you can just grab some Kool-Aid with or whatever the fuck. Like most people don't have like a mug collection as their sole drinking collection.
Maybe he has some other in a different cabinet.
I mean, I'm sure these are all the mug. Oh God.
These are pins. These are his pins.
And so he's got like a whole fucking cork.
Now it's not really high res enough for me to do like a zoom, I think. No. And see, but,
he's got a lot of pins though. That's a lot of fucking pins.
Oh, I still have his comment up from a million years ago. Sorry. So I'm going to go look and see if his other pictures are worth taking a look at, or we could just look at mullets if you want. Oops. I did the wrong thing there.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's kind of fascinating picking through Peyton's.
All right. I'm going to see if room. I'm going to take a look at something else of his and we'll see what we got going on there. Okay. I'm going
to
pull a
Peyton's
few more.
Room has a strange draw to it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, there's like it's a place where you feel like I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But I'm
they
curious.
Look like crime scene. It looks like crime scene photos from a mass murderer's house or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, but like, you know, like these pictures take on a chilling air when you realize he is the Southwest Strangler or whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah. Come on in. Have a seat on my limited edition Wookie bedspread.
All right. So this is a VHS collection, so that's not quite as fascinating, I guess, but you can kind of like.
I mean, these are all golden age of VHS movies. These are movies that I had a lot of these at some point.
Yeah, me too. I just don't have any more.
Yeah, because all of these movies are the golden age, and towards the end of the golden age of VHS, you got Men in Black, you got a bunch of different fucking
80s, 90s,
early 2000s.
Some Beavis and Butthead Do America, I think.
Is
that Zulu. The thing? I think that's the thing. They're kind of hard to read because they're a little blurry, but
yeah.
Hey, you need a better fucking phone, bro. And here's some DVDs.
Yeah, these are some DVDs.
All these pirate movies.
Got all the pirates. Got all the Potters.
Bunch of Harry Potter, fucking Bruno and Borat, and all this shit. Final Cut. That's a weird movie. Number 23. That movie is fucking awful. I don't know which version of King Kong that is.
Why do you own the number 23, bro?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a good one to throw in the ditch outside.
Yeah, man. Sell that one on eBay for 39 cents and be rid of it.
I think this is the same as the first one.
I don't know. Honestly, like, I want to shit on this, but I'm the type of person, I'm really nostalgic for old media, like old VHSs. I really liked popping in, you know, they suck. I fully admit that they suck versus other formats, but
yeah, the movie collection doesn't have the same.
No, because that can be like packed away, you know what I mean? That can be like put in drawers like it is there. And but yeah, the whole room, I think the most disconcerting picture was of the desk for sure.
Yeah, I think the desk, honestly, like, I don't know, I think he needs a it's like very Spartan, you know, and the like, well, the stuff that is there gives it like kind of a creepy air because you got
it looks like something that he probably did his times tables on, and he's still, you know, he's in his mid-20s now and he's still fucking sitting at the same desk all day. Like, that's, there's something about that that, you know, like, that's like a there's bodies under this place kind of red flag, you know.
That chair was yours, TJ. Oh yeah, that's my retired chair. Yeah, your desk is a little bit, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I have a fucking table that once was a kitchen table that now is my desk that has served me well as a desk for a number of years. And I'm always like, it's pretty beat up and ratty at this point, but like, it's covered in stickers, which I guess I collect stickers. So there's something I actually collect. But yeah, I love this desk. I don't think I'd ever get rid of this desk. Unless it was just falling apart, which
I'm gonna fucking, next time I visit you, I'm gonna fucking bring an axe. I'm gonna chop that desk in a firewood, TJ.
That would hurt my feelings.
Probably. I'm gonna chop that desk in a firewood, and I'm gonna build a bonfire out in the back, dude. Damn. And I'm gonna fucking warm my. You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
As you sit there and sob, I'm gonna fucking pull out a bag of marshmallows and a stick, and I'm gonna roast marshmallows right there on your desk, TJ.
Oh man, leave my poor desk alone.
And then at that point, you'll be pwned.
Pawnzord.
The pwnage will be complete.
Well, is it? I guess I am immune. Immune to what? So, Paul, am I too much? Judge me.
I mean, yeah, dude. I just said that you have a place that kind of looks like there's probably bodies under it. So yeah, I mean, yeah. And I'm not even saying you might be totally innocent, but I'm just saying there's another dude with a similar collection to yours somewhere that's got corpses buried nearby in the woods or underneath that fucking house in the basement.
The Disney body princess in the killer fridge. Strikes again. Yet another.
Notice he showed us the outside of the fridge, but he didn't fucking open it because
yet another
did,
body of a dead prostitute dressed as a Disney princess was found along the highway. And
he's got Patrick Bateman's fridge, dude. I guarantee you. Notice he didn't open that. We didn't see what kind of condiments he keeps because there's a fucking human head in a trash bag sitting on the fucking shelf in there. There's like a foot probably. Yeah, you're too much, Peyton. Yeah, dude. If I was a chick, and maybe I'm wrong.
He dressed a hooker up as Belle from Beauty and the Beast and then strangled her with piano wire.
If I was a chick and the dude I was dating brought me back to that and he was like, here's my little desk where I sat when I was two and I still sit every day. Here's my collection of old VHS movie. I would probably want to get the fuck out.
Do you want to watch some VHSs with me?
It's like, oh, maybe some other time, honey. No, I gotta go.
There's just something that's lost in the digital age. You know, these analog, something about the scan lines. It's just so beautiful. It adds a whole other dimension to the film.
Go ahead. Choose a movie. Each one represents a huge slice of my childhood.
Every part movie of, is a memory. And every part memory of me, is a movie.
Part of me lives in every one of these little clamshell VHS boxes.
He just sets out those four fucking pictures of those four VHSs of Bug's Life. He's like,
which cover is your favorite? Yeah. Choose wisely.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit.
I guess the one with Hopper.
Huh.
This lady in the refrigerator chose poorly. Opens his fucking magnetized, a bunch of magnet collection fridge, and there's just a head sitting on a platter in there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no. Do me a favor. Name every Disney movie made from 1980 to 1997. Don't forget any, or I'll be upset.
Not just the animated features. I said
every Disney movie. Fuck, why does nobody listen to me?
I didn't tell you chronological order. I said alphabetical order. You fucking whore.
Just like all the rest. Just like all the rest. Can't listen. Don't listen to me.
The Disney princess killer.
Yeah. Yeah, Peyton, it's a little over the top, bro.
Oh, my
it's
God.
A little much.
You would be my perfect Pocahontas.
Yes.
Come with me. We'll watch the film, and then you'll undergo the metamorphosis.
Soon I'll put you in your own little clamshell and put you on my shelf.
Wish upon a star, you fucking whore!
He's stabbing you with like a commemorative Shrek knife or something.
Commemorative Shrek knife.
he slits your throat and catches your blood in a collectible 7-Eleven wrestling cup. You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's right, Ultimate Warrior. Goblet of the Ultimate Warrior, accept the blood of this sow who defiled your name.
He cuts out your eye and puts it in a fucking the Undertaker's urn.
Yeah.
And he cosplays as Paul Bearer. Takes the
here
eyes
before
around.
The gaze of Jimmy the Hitman Hart and fucking you know
what I mean? His name.
I know. Bruce the Barber Beefcake. His eyes, his burning gaze looks down upon me as I cut your lying heart from your chest and place it in my special Ghostbusters lunchbox.
Who's laughing now?
Oh, shit.
At the end of the movie, she like the final girl like has to destroy his VHS collection. And as he's like trying to like save them, he's like burning his hands. No.
Not the limited edition Caterpillar Bug's Life cover, please. Anyone but that. It's irreplaceable.
Listen to this. Paul Bearer's grave was a couple of miles from my house back in the day. Used to give him a visit.
Oh, I bet you did more.
Hey, Paul, remember that night when I killed you? Yeah, they all thought it was a heart attack, but it was me.
I bet you've jizzed on that grave, Peyton. I bet you've jizzed on Paul Bearer's grave.
Ah, it's beautiful. It's how he would have wanted it. A fitting tribute to that whore.
Strokes the ground softly.
Rest in peace, my love.
Yes, I'll bring you more souls soon.
That's right, Paul. I've almost collected all 37 Disney princesses. Just three more victims, and the sacrifice will be complete. We will have, for they will all serve me in the afterlife. Belle and Jasmine and all of them. An eternity of servitude to me.
Yep.
Their dark master, Peyton. And you, Paul Bearer, as my new father.
Oh, yes, Peyton. Scour the land for these filthy whores and bring me their skulls. Oh, yes. Yes, Father Bearer, I will do so. I pledge tonight that I will skin them all for you. I'll bring their essences here and pour them onto your grave. Oh, yes. Pour their essences out on my grave. Oh, I will. I will, Paul Bear. Brutus the Barber Beefcake is my witness. May his fiery gaze be set upon my deeds tonight.
Yes.
I think that's definitely what's happening, for sure. What's definitely happening.
It's my head canon now, for sure. Yep. You know what? It's I like Peyton more though, so I don't know. It's kind of fucking weird. The more we establish this lore, the more I'm like, wow, Peyton's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no, me too, dude. I listen. I've known straight up and down people, and I've known weirdos, right? And I go with the weirdos every fucking time, dude. You want interesting friends and associates? They're all fucking insane people that look like they could probably have bodies under their house, you know, for one reason or another. That's the best. Those are the best, for sure.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to this here ye old grease trap. We didn't get to quite everything, but we got more for next time. So we'll probably throw it into the onion nuggets pile and get it to you then.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So thank you all for watching. See y'all later. Peace.